Welcome. Today we will be learning and practicing the mindfulness for anxious thinking. This is very, very important, and this is one of the main practices that I use in working with anybody who presents anxiety. The main thinking involved with anxiety is worry. We worry that something bad is going to happen, whether it's in regard to our health, whether it's in regard to some kind of social situation, whether it's in regard to our job, our relationship. And sometimes, especially with anxiety, the fear thought could be in regard to having more anxiety and having it get so bad that we have a panic attack. So worry thinking, that habit of worry thinking, we need to find a way to interrupt and weaken worry thinking. This is a practice that I call the three N's, as in Nancy: notice, name, and not feed. As I describe it, it may seem like a complex practice with a lot of steps. I invite you to experiment. Please experiment with this. Find out for yourself what happens when you practice in this way. What happens to the thoughts? Do they get stronger? If they do, they won't last. Do they get weaker right away? Do they change in intensity? They will if you practice with this noticing, naming, and not feeding. Once again, do not take my word for it. You may find yourself doubting that this is going to make any difference. You may find yourself excited that this is going to cure all your ills. Have a skeptical but experimental attitude toward this practice. The three N's. Let's start with anxious thinking. What is it? It's a habit. It's a habit of mind. It's been conditioned over time. We are not our thoughts. We are much more than our thoughts as human beings. So let's conjure up some worry thinking right now. Whatever it is. Let's say I'm worrying about my health. Oh my gosh, what if this pain in my back, this slight pain that comes and goes, is something really serious? What if? Boy, the first couple of what if thoughts are not the problem. The problem is when I start feeding those what-if thoughts and they end up being a huge story in my mind. The 30th and the 40th and the 50th thought of what if, before I know it, I've got myself in the cancer ward and I'm dying and all my family is around saying goodbye to me. It's not really happening. It's just in my mind. It's an illusion. It's a conditioned habit of thinking. We need to interrupt this habit of worry thinking very early on when we notice it. So let's notice it. From our mindful awareness, from our observer sitting on our shoulder, as soon as we can, we're noticing that we are now experiencing in this present moment, we are now experiencing anxious thinking. My God, what if I've got cancer? What if I'm going to end up in the hospital? Is it curable? What stage am I in? Would my family be around? Who's going to take care of me? Oh my God, what if it's terminal? Okay, I've noticed it. I'm trying to catch it early. We need to name it. Naming is incredibly important to interrupt the habit of anxious thinking. We need to interrupt it, because if we go on with anxious thinking, it will activate the brain's sympathetic fight or flight anxiety response. If we let it go further, we're going to be in a full-blown panic attack. We have to interrupt it, and a very effective way to do this is to name it. So how am I going to name it? I say to myself, either out loud or silently, right now I'm experiencing anxious health thoughts. Anxious health thoughts. Anxious health thoughts right now. I would name it two or three times. And then I would rate the intensity from 0 to 10. So naming and rating, same thing. If we let the thoughts go and don't catch them early, the intensity of the thinking is probably going to be around a 7 or an 8. If I catch it early, it might be a 5. Right now, anxious thinking. Rated as a 7. It's intense. It's a 7. What do we do next? We need to substitute another thought. I want you to tell yourself, I don't need to feed this old habit of anxious thinking right now. I don't need to feed it. I am not my thoughts. These thoughts are not me. It's a conditioned habit of thinking. It's only a habit. It seems real, but it's not. You don't have to say all that. But I do want you to say, I don't need to feed this anxious habit of thinking right now. My intention is to be kind to myself. I want you to say those two thoughts. I don't need to feed this anxious habit of thinking. My intention is to be kind to myself. So we've noticed the anxious thinking through our mindful awareness. We've named it from the observer sitting on our shoulder. We've taken our attention out of feeding or fighting with the anxious thoughts. And now we're kind of identifying more with the observer. The observer is naming and rating our anxious habit of thinking right now. The next thing we do, we need to move our attention even further away from anxious thinking, from the thinking mind. We need to move our attention into the present moment through our body. We need to move our attention right now down to the feet. I want you to feel your feet on the floor. Feel them. Move them. Feel your body weight. If you're sitting down, I want you to feel your lower body being supported by the chair. Then I want you to take a couple of deep breaths, and I want you to feel the feeling of the breath in the belly and the chest. And repeat the thought to yourself, I'm right here. I'm in my body in this moment, and I'm breathing. So we're bringing our attention into the body, away from the thinking mind. As you move your attention into your body, because you've been feeding or fighting with anxious thoughts, you may be feeling some tension or tightness or heartbeat, rapid heartbeat or constricted breathing, or maybe some of the other physiological signs of anxiety in the body. That's okay. It's much, much more effective to have our attention in the body than it is in the thinking mind. Notice wherever in the body you might be feeling some tension right now. Open the body. Open your posture. Open the breathing. Sit stable. Sit upright. Take a few deep breaths in. Notice the areas of tension in the body. Let your attention go there. It's not going to hurt. It's not going to kill you. It's not going to make it worse, because you are making contact with whatever you're experiencing right now in your body with an openness, with an acceptance, with a kindness, with a curiosity. Body sensations, just like emotions and thoughts, will find their own way out as you practice in this way. The way out is in. We're going in. The emotions, the body sensations, the thoughts will find their way out. Stay with the body. The last part of this practice is another thought, a very, very good thought that I want you to remember and practice, not only now, but anytime. And the thought is, even though I'm feeling whatever it is, even though I'm feeling some tension right now in the body, I fully and completely accept this experience right now, right here. Take two more deep breaths as you say that. Feel the breath in the body, in the whole body. Please experiment with this practice, noticing, naming, and not feeding. A very effective way to interrupt the buildup of anxious thinking.